So let's talk about last point.
Mm-hmm.
Film
in Kenya. Where would you gauge where we at?
I think we're at a very good space.
Uh-huh.
Same thing as music. Nick Mutuma just recently did a film. I think it's premiered already. he did a film and it's premiering on Netflix. And that's an achievement.
Uh-huh.
Considering... Well, we were being taught in film school very many... Some of our lecturers actually were veterans in the game or in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have spent 10, 20 years doing film and doing theater. And one of the things that they're not, some of them are not happy about is change. I don't think anyone really likes change.
Mm-hmm.
And... the new wave of Kenyan filmmakers, us and others, of course, is the fact that the platform exists for us to put out content, no matter who thinks it's trashy,
uh-huh.
or no matter who loves it. So with this newfound freedom, there's a sense of anyone who wants to police content can't, because there's an audience for it. So there's... sadly, there's kind of a disparity. The old
God,
yes, is more like, this is not pure film, or these are not good stories, this is not really good. But then, I don't know, I feel as though we're in a good space because we now have the platforms to tell stories, no matter who thinks.
Who listens to, who watches it.
Exactly. Because we have the ability to do that. But the only issue is, I think this is worldwide. I don't think this is a Kenyan problem, really. Everywhere, there's always a problem with whoever's incoming and whoever is leaving. There's always a problem with a transference of responsibility and power and all that. People always have a problem. They'll be like, the younger kids don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what I would say about the Kenyan film industry. It is growing. Nick Mutuma is like from an actor to a director. I haven't watched the film, but I definitely will. That I will. There are very many stories and films that are out that are very good. And I think Kenyan storytellers are becoming aware of the fact that there are films that are solely story-driven and then they're character-driven. Kenyan filmmakers are actually coming alive to the fact that that's a thing. So they know when they're making a movie just for the characters, they know that's what they're doing. And they're not shying away from it. They're like, this is what I'm doing. But if it's a story-driven one, then I do believe people are being aware of it and they're not... subconsciously just putting out movies and saying watch it just because it's Kenyan. Right now in Kenya people are actually like, nah, this is
just,
yeah, this is trash, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I agree, we're in a good space, but there's obviously a lot of space for support and at a point where we as filmmakers need to do adjusting. In terms of my biggest issue with what needs to change is how we price our films, in the sense that there's so many Kenyan films out to go watch and view, but the premiere prices are really, really high. They're like 1,000, maybe 1,500 to go watch a premiere, where I can go watch
fucking
a Marvel movie for
700, even less.
So it's just a point where they need to figure out how to price the thing, not to chase away people, because that's a thing. Because plays are cheap, you can go watch it, can 500, but a movie you're paying 1,000 something, you need to figure that out. I think in terms of how government and how this regulation is done, that needs to be looked into in a sense of we need to stop. I feel that it's very centered at this point, where what content is regulated is very rigid. And if it's like that, then you don't allow for creative
explosion.
Because with that rigidity, you create an environment of similarity. And if everyone's making the same thing because of what you've set guidelines to, then
there's no point in. Because they've already watched what's been made. It's just a different skin to the same story.
So that needs to be looked into. But in terms of quality of productions right now, are really good. And I think how I see with those certain adjustments, we could see a whole explosion of a different kind of content. More and more Kenyan content being put out. Like, in terms of regulations, look at Rafiki. It did abide to the regulations that had been set by Kenya Film Classification, but look at what it did outside. If it's clearly something, it's clearly a systemic issue rather than a creative issue in terms of what content has been put out there. And I, unfortunately, didn't get the chance to watch Rafiki. The time it is available to watch, it could be Oscar-considered.
I have it.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay, you give it to me.
Okay.
But even when it came out, for it to be Oscar-considered.
Oh, shit, no, I don't have it.
Wow, that really turned real quick. But you get what I'm saying. The old MP was available to watch was because of a competition, not because it was for us to consume it. So that's the thing, because of how the system has created that environment of creativity. So yeah, that's how I feel the Kenyan film industry is at the moment. And again, just echoing a lot of our teachers at film school, they were veterans. And one of them worked
on Sense8.
Was an actor guy who's been there for years. Some nice skin dude. I can't remember what his name was.
You know what I'm talking about? He's an acting teacher.
He used to wear glasses. But anyway. So his name started with an A.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember his name. But yeah. So I think with what we're taught, the guys who were within this industry, yeah, sure. But
what needs to happen is to have more and more people from outside come in, so there's a bigger perspective in what is being taught to film students, so they don't just see one particular lens of how things should be done, but a wider lens of things.
I think with regards to pricing of films in Kenya, I don't think that might change, because the industry is not very, financially speaking, it's not self, it's not, it,
because it's a systemic issue.
Yeah, it. I also do agree with the regulations, with regards to regulation. Yeah, that's also a thing. The process to doing a movie is also crazy.
Expensive.
Yeah, and it's also hella pricey.
There's no tax breaks, there's no grants. Okay, there's grants, sure. But if I wanted to do a film right now, I have to look for a fuck ton of money. Just do a small short film outside of production. I have to pay for licensing.
Yeah,
I have to pay for the script to be reviewed.
So much nonsense. For it to be categorized.
Yeah. Okay. The classification. Sure. I don't mind. That's fine. But that should be an issue for post, not pre.
Okay. Yeah. But you know.
You need to make money where money needs to be made.
You know. Yeah. I do feel. Story-wise, I recently... There's this argument that was very prominent with regards to how people do not appreciate Nigerian movies. And that changed when this movie called The Lion or something?
Lionheart.
Yes.
That was on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
When that came out, and even Queen Sono, when those came out, and
it's South African.
Yeah, I know. I'm using those because there's the argument that the stories and content are not as good enough because we are all used to Western stuff and European stuff, so the quality and the all that. And those are not good enough arguments to not consume Kenyan content, because we now understand that, excuse me, we have the option to choose. You can choose not to watch that and watch actually, like, other than Rafiki, there's a film about a kid who had a disability, but
Supermondo.
Yeah.
Modo. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Like that director, I forget his name. I'm so sorry, I forget his name. But he's been doing an amazing job. His stories are hella cool. Mm-hmm. I've watched even his short films, they're like crazy. Like, we do have amazing storytellers in Kenya. And the argument of we don't have good content and good stories, that's a bullshit argument. It shouldn't stand. And of course, predominantly, the stories that we have talked about or spoken about in this episode are not Kenyan, granted. But that's for our case. We are 100%, I'm pretty sure if the, like, for example, a festival was like, yo, we're premiering a couple of Kenyan films, we'd definitely go 100%. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, yeah, this is, I'd love to watch.
That's all one.
That's, yeah, 100%. But none of our opinions should make you think that just because we're not conversant with Kenyan filmmakers and, you know, Kenyan stories, that they don't exist. They're definitely 100% there. They're 100% there. I'd also like to talk about films that we have done. You wrote, directed, and produced a film called, 404.
Yeah.
Room 404.
Yeah.
You don't like it, but people, when I show that film to people, they like it.
Really?
Generally, they like it. I also like it because
it was the first film I ever did, so.
Right? And Scorsese says that if you watch your first film and you don't cry, there's something wrong with that film. Or there's something wrong with you.
You don't like it.
If you watch your first film and don't cry, and you like it, you're like, oh, this is nice.
I hate that film. I every time I watch it, I'm just like, all the issues I could have fixed.
That is what Scorsese says, that that's a very good thing. It's actually pretty healthy. Especially if you want to go like full-time filmmaker, mm-hmm. that's a good sign. That's a good thing.